Today's daf, Masechet Pesachim, brought to me ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Ayin Tet, and we're holding right at the top of the daf. So we were trying to figure out up until now, where did Rav get the idea that if you ended up being Zorek the Dam, despite the fact that it being Bosa was Nitma, that it would be Hurtza. So we tried up until now explaining that he was going according to this sheet that we hadn't heard of before, Rabbi Natan, and that the boss of the Pesach is not Ma'akeh. And actually, there's a simple solution, and that is the Ibay Tema, getting all the way back to the beginning of this, Ibay Tema. Another approach, instead of all our agonized working things out, Aliba Rabbi Natan. And that is that Rav can simply go according to Rabbi Yoshua, the Tanya. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol Azvachim Shabbat Torah. Normally, what is the case where you have a little bit of Basar that's left or a little bit of Chalev that's left? That's fine. Whether Nitma Basar, but the Chalev is still around, or Nitma the Chalev, but the Basar is still around, you could be Zorek the Dam. There's only two exceptions. It's interesting that Tosis does not have the gears of two exceptions. He only has the gears of one exception, and that is he crosses out Nozir. And it's just the Os of Pesach. Now, if you say Nozir, the reason we include Nozir is because similar to the Korban Pesach, where the whole point of the Korban is to bring it and eat it, to be able to eat your Korban Pesach. And therefore, says Rabbi Yoshua, what good is it to have chalev if we don't have basar? No. Same thing is true of the Korban Nazir, because the Nazir has a very unusual thing, and that is that Shalmei Nazir require the hair of the Nazir being thrown underneath the fire, and the Zroa is boiled. Sounds like the Pesach, we have the Zroa to say. The Zroa is boiled right there. And that's called the Zroa B'Sheila, and you have to do Tnufa with it and so on, and that's what we used to be Matir the Nazir. So therefore, that too is a case in which the whole point of the Korban is to be able to do that Avodah. Tosfos says, what do you mean the whole point of the Korban is to do that Avodah? Since when? You do it, but that doesn't mean the whole point of the Korban. How did that get to be Ma'akev? It's exactly like any other Korban Shlomi. And what do you mean Tnufa? We do Tnufa on every Korban Shlomi. So what if we throw in a Zroa? It makes no sense. And he says that in the Tosefta there's no such Kirsa. This Gemara is a mistake. It should just say Pesach. Okay, but in any event. So either it's Nozir or Pesach, just the Osa Pesach. We're over there. If the Chalev became Tomei, so there's no Emurim, and there's still Basar, that's fine. It could be Zorek the Dam. But if the Basar is Tomei, then even if the Chalev is Kayam, I, Rabbi Yeshua, according to my Shita, that in Ein, Basar ain't Dam, and Chalev ain't Dam, normally. In this case, you have to have Basar, and therefore you will not be Zorek the Dam. However, you will recall, Im Zarak Hurtza. If Lamaisa, you did do the Zrika, the Korban was fine. That's all that Rav was saying. Im Zarak Hurtza. So Lamaisa was going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yoshua, because it's not Ma'akev. However, Nitbu'u Ba'alim B'meit, however, if there's no owner, just remember, we are in B'chalik, if there's nobody who is roi for Achila because the Ba'alim became Tamei, B'meit, then there's no point of them doing the Zrika, because there's no Balim. So now it's a Pesach Shlo La'ochlav. A Pesach Shlo La'ochlav in Zorak Lo'urza. Because that we saw before, the Rabbi Yeshua also agrees to that. And therefore, since there's no way to be Deiche, the Tumah of the Balim in this case is Yechidim, there's nothing to do and there's no point in doing a Zrika. But continues the Mishnah, that's all very nice for Korban Pesach. But for normal korbanos b'mukdashim, enoken. El afa pishe nitma basar v'chelev kayam zorek et hadam. Okay. So there, we finally get to facing the moment of truth. That the entire Mishnah was Rabbi Yoshua all along, as I mentioned to you yesterday. In which case, our agonized question of lema masnis and dok Rabbi Yoshua is a joke. except, as Tosis explains, it wasn't a joke if that was part of the question. Since the last part of the Mishnah can only work on Liban Rabbi Yeshua, it would sure be strange to have the first part of the Mishnah only working Shaloka Rabbi Yeshua. And that's exactly the issue that now we're just going to clarify. Matnita Mani Rabbi Yeshua. Since the Mishnah insists that you have to have one or the other, either Basar or Emurim, Chalev. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need anything. If you have dam, that's kosher bizarik the dam. Why do you have to have other things around? And that was the machlokas, how to learn the pasuk. Habasar vahadam. That means that they're linked to that. So this Mishnah that claims they're linked is going only on Liban Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol HaZivachim Shabbat Torah, Shendishtayr Mehem Kizayit Basar, or Kizayit Chelev, as long as a little bit of meat left, a little bit of Chelev left, so Reket Adam, you do this Rika. If there was a Chatzi Zayit Basar, and a Chatzi Zayit Chelev, you can't put them together and say, okay, I got a Kizayit. You don't have a Kizayit. You have a half a zayat to do akhtara, which is not called akhtara. And you have a half a zayat to eat, which is not called eating. So you have neither achila of Adam or achilat mizbeach. Therefore, ain't no zoreket adam. Except for a carbon ola, because a carbon ola, if you have a half a zayat of basar and a half a zayat of chelev, it all goes on the mizbeach anyway. So you have a full kizayat of achilat mizbeach. And therefore, zoreket adam. Why? But when it comes to a mincha, even if the entire mincha is around, don't do the zrika. What? Mincha? Zrika? Mincha? What are you talking about? There's no blood in a mincha. How did mincha get here? Well, Rav Papa, obviously what we're referring to is the minchat nisachim that is brought together with the carbon. So what it's saying is that even if the entire mincha is left, and Saul Gadai Tchamina, I would have thought that given the Gahati Bikar Zeva, the only reason we're bringing this minchat nisachim is because we're bringing the animal, and part of bringing the animal is bring the mincha. So now you'll say, okay, so let me be Zurich the dam in order to be Mati the mincha. No. You might think it's kegufe the zevach dami. It's as if you're being matir a piece of meat. Absolutely not. Kamash malan. No. Now, the pasuk that we brought before, v'yasita olotecha habasar v'adam, or dam zivachecha yishafech v'habasar tochel, both of them make reference to blood and meat. Where did Rabbi Yeshua get the din that it doesn't have to be meat and it's okay if it's chelev? Maybe it's not good if it's chelev. Maybe it has to be achilat adam. So chelev minolan. How do you know that it's chelev? I shouldn't really say that it's achilat adam because we know by Ola. But maybe it means basar as it says. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, some say it was actually was quoting Rabbi Shmuel and Hananya, because there's another pasuk. The other pasuk talks about v'zoraka koidat adam v'yiktir ha-chelev l'reach t'chvar l'ashem. So apparently you could be zorek the dam if you have chelev to be marked. Which teaches me that chelev afa b'shein basar. Okay, but that's just chelev. But how do you know if you have the Yoter HaTakaved, you have the Shtei HaKlayot, Minola. Where do you get the idea that that is also considered to be a case? Well, who says it is? Says the Gemara, Hey Chamrin and Dezarkina. What makes you think that we do? He never mentioned anything about Kaved Shtei HaKlayot. Well, I mean, if he talks about a Mincha, right? And he says, no, Mincha not. So obviously, that means that those things that are part of the body. He says, Mincha afa pishkulaka yemet lo yizrok. That's only the Mincha with the law. Afa yoter takaved, ushteak lo yod, shapir damik. That would be good. So how do we know that that's good? Be no one. Says Rabbi Yochanan on his own, I'll tell you why. Because the pasuk says both things, v'iktir ha-chelev, and then it says l'reach b'chayach. Now why does it have to say l'reach b'chayach? Well, we know it says b'chayach, all of the korbanos are l'reach b'chayach l'Hashem. So why do you have to say that? Therefore, it's coming to add Kol she'ata ma'ale l'reach nichoach, anything that you would be bringing up on the Mizbeach, which includes the organs, they too are v'zarak ha'kohen et ha'dam l'reach nichoach. Okay, so now I need to have one pasuk for chelev and one pasuk for the kloyo, the reach nichoach. Because had the pasuk written chelev, I would have said, okay, the chelev, that's the equivalent to the mizbeach that the boser is tachilat adam. But those are just like organ meats that you throw in. Maybe that's not considered to be choshev, that you should be zerik the dam. On the other hand, if it would have just said reach nichoach, it would have said, well, reach nichoach would even include the mincha, kol in the reach nichoach. Therefore, we need to know chelev, that it has to be, at the very least, part of the actual body of the animal. Now we know the only point of saying chelev is to be ma'id mincha. And the reach nichoach would include the shtei hakleyot. And now our dear president.
Dr. Helikam Mishnah.
Nidma kahal arubo. See, if the entire tzibur, or most of the tzibur, or the entire tzibur of the Kohanim, or most of the tzibur of the Kohanim, were to make, then even if the kahal are tahorim, it shall still be done betuma. Nidma miyuta kahal, however, even if there's a lot of people, but they're only the miyut, say maybe a million people, but they will still make a Pesach Sheni, and only the Tahorin will make the Rishon, and Atmeim will make the Sheni. Tana Rabba, Harein Shayu Yisrael Tmeim. Suppose that Tzibur was Tamei, and the Kohanim are Tahor, and the Kli Sharet are Tahorim, or vice versa. Perhaps Yisrael were Tahorim, but the Kohanim were Tmeim, and the Kli Sharet were Tmeim. Or even if the Yisrael and the Kohanim were Tahorim, and the only problem was that the Kli Sharet are Tmeim. Now, what's the problem if the Kli Sharet are Tmeim, that we should do it betumah? Yeah, sebetumah. Obviously, there are ways to avoid being metamic things. We could use pshute kliates. We could, there's all kinds of things to do to make sure it doesn't come in contact with the actual dam and so on. It doesn't matter, cystosis, because the point is, We do not have the option over here of playing games and saying, well, it's okay, you know, we're use pshute kliates and don't use the knives that will be mekabel tumah from you and be metamei the boser. And you're not going to finish bringing the korban pesach like that. In other words, we've just managed to bring all of the korbanos. If you're going to start throwing things in the way, well, let's wait a little. We'll manufacture new kaler. Or we'll make new knives. You're not going to get the job done. And if the Kohanim have to do things utilizing long sticks in order not to come into contact, they're not going to get the job done. We're just barely, we're stretching ourselves to the max to bring the Korban Pesach. And therefore, if there's anything that's going to stand in the way of bringing all those Korbanos, then the whole thing is done betumah. In that case, all of them, even if Yisrael and the Kohanim are Torahim, everybody does tumah. Because the point is, ein korban tzibur chaluk. We do not say, okay, well, whoever can should bring it b'taira. The korban is brought in its entirety. Om Rav Chista, this is only if the sakin was tameh b'tameh mate. Because then that means, remember, that there's a special halacha that there's no attenuation of tumah on metal kalim that have to do with tumat mate. In which case, if it touches tamei mate, it becomes an avatumah. If it becomes an avatumah, it will be metame the kohani. And therefore, since it says halal cherev, cherev ariuke halal, so that means that all the kohani will be tamei. Okay, so anyway, it's being done by tumat aguf. Milachatchila. Of course, it's mitzavet. But if the sakin was only tumah sheretz, what's going to be the problem? That all the korbanos is going to be mekabel tumah from the boser of the korban. Be mekabel tumah. A kohen can't be metamei mekabel tumah from a knife that is only a rishon the tumah because it touched the sheretz. But the boser can, because boser is mekabel tumah from a rishon. So that then Over there, the gavra lo metame, only the baser the metame. So then what we have to do is we have to use only people that are tahorin and not the tmeim. Why? Because mutav ye'achel b'tumat basar, which is only a lav, at least this way, the karbonas will be brought by kohanim that are tahorim. The meat will all be tame, but eating a tame meat is only an Israel lav. But if you're going to allow people who are tame to eat, that's an Israel karet. And do not eat the basar b'tumat haguf, which is bekaret. Now this makes no sense unless Rav Chista holds that tuma is only dechuyav etzibur, and therefore we are memayit as much as possible in doing something that is against the law. So if we can get away with only doing an isser lav, then let's get away with doing an isser lav. But there's no reason why we should allow tmeim to do the aveda, and so on. V'chein omar Rabbi Yitzchak tuma dechuyav betzibur. Whereas Rava says, well, I got news for you. Even if your whole tumah is only the chuya betzibur, there's no problem. Why is that? Because you're forgetting a very important drasha. Even tumayim can be avde. My time. Dichtiv abasar shiyiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel. Be'ishi sarif. One pasuk refers to tumat basar and iser lav lo yeachel. But then it continues on and it says, Kol tohor yochal basar, veha basar, kol tohor yochal basar. That means that we link the person who eats, who has to be kol tohor yochal basar, to the basar that needs to be tohor. But if anyway the basar is tameh, there is no issachar tumas gavra. So even if your tum is tuya b'tzibur, there would be no problem. Because the people who are tamei are not going to be over on more of an issa than the people who are tar. It's all an issa lav on the issa tumah of the baser. And the new issa of achila b'tumas haguf does not kick in unless the baser is tar, and it's not. So kol eichad karina beivah basar shika b'chol tamei lo yachel. In a case where the Torah asers us from eating the meat when it's tamei, then we read the rest of the pasuk. Vabasar kol tahor yochal basar. But where the Torah didn't aser eating the tamei meat, then there's no kick-in of kol tahor yochal basar. Itma. How about, we didn't get to the question that we knew we were going to get to, which is how about half and half? We were talking about rove of the tzibur's tummy. Rove of the tzibur's tar. How about if it's exactly half and half? What's the din then? Because obviously there are two ways of looking at it. I mean, we could say each. So only yechidim. But half of the tzibur is no longer yechidim. I mean, you can't call half the tzibur yechidim. The other half is no better than this guy. So maybe that would mean that ish does not apply to half of the tzibur. It will not be nitchadapasashedim. Or we could say there's only two categories. There's either the tzibur, which is the rove, or there's individuals who are not the rove. I mean, how do we look at it exactly? So Resha Yisrael mechzatar na mechzatmi. Rav Amar, well, mechza al mechza is kerov, and both of them are the rov, so to speak, and therefore each of them bring on Pesach Rishon, but they bring separately because one is no longer becomes subsidiary to the other. So we would no longer say let everybody bring the same korban. Who's the same korban? So obviously, as we're going to see, they each will have to bring separately. Whereas Rav Kana says, no, Mechza Mechza is not Kerov. So what does that mean? Rav says, Mechza Mechza is Kerov. Both of them make on Pesach Rishon, but separately. Halolo Asim La'atzman, Halolo Asim La'atzman. And he obviously does not hold that Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk to the point where we will bring it to Tuma. So we have basically two tzibors. We have a tar tzibor and a tamei tzibor. Rav Kahana said, "Mechza mechza eino karov," and therefore you have the normal korban brought b'tahara, and they are making the Korban Rishon. The Tameim cannot make the Rishon because they're not a Rov, and therefore there's no choice. They have to make the Sheni. Or, Igidi Amri, there's a second Lashon of Rav Kahana, that when Rav Kahana said Mechza Mechza is not Kerov, what he meant was is that the Taurin could certainly make the Rishon. I mean, why not? You can't do anything wrong by making the Rishon Batar. However, the Tameim are locked out. They're not Yechidim, so therefore they're not Mitzvah Pesach Sheni. But they're not the Tzibur, and therefore they can't make it in Pesach Rishon. So they don't bring a Korban Pesach that year at all. And I'm Osim Lo Et HaRishon V'Lo Et HaSheni. Rishon Lo Avde. They cannot be Doche Tuma because they're not a Rov. And B'Sheni Lo Avde because they're not a Miut. So there's nothing to do. They're half and half. They're not a Miut, and only Yechidim can bring. So therefore the Torah did not give them an option. Now, let us read. What? Thank you. So now, let us be medayik. Let us be medayik in the mission. It's not. Nitma, let's read the mission. Let's say, Nitma kahal o rubo. Can you read? Rubo? It says rubo. So if the kahal or the rove of the kahal, or the kahalim with tmeim, the kahal was turned, yes, a betuma, what does that tell you? Rubo and only rubo. I mean, otherwise you could have said a bigger chiddush, mechza. This is rubo. That teaches you only rove is avdei betuma. But 50-50 is not lo avdei berishon. How does Rav explain that? Rav, now wait a minute, the Mishnah is not saying just that they make Berishon. The Mishnah is saying that everybody makes Betuma Berishon. And that is absolutely true. If it isn't Rubo, then I also agree that the people that are Torah can't make a Betuma. The Mishnah is saying everybody makes a Betuma. That indeed is only a Dinin Rov. So the Mishnah makes perfectly good sense. Therefore, the way to read it is like this: Ruba of the Kulo Betuma. Everybody will make a Betuma. But if it's Palga or Palga, then as I said earlier, Halalo Osim Le'atzman, Ve'halalo Osim Le'atzman. By the way, I mean, if you read the rest of the Mishnah, you'll see that I'm right. I'm not trying to stick this to you. Read the rest of the Mishnah. Okay, I'm a Mistaver, the Tani Sefer. Nitma Miut, okay? So miut means miut, not half and half. For us, this is nitma miut akal. Torah no sinat arishon, tamei no sinat ashini. You can make exactly the same deal. Only miut are avdei b'sheni. But palga v'palga do not make sheni. They make the rishon. Except that alolo osim latzman, alolo osim latzman. Which is exactly what I said. So if anything, the Mishnah is teaching you precisely Rav's din. Says the Gemara, that's true. What's Rav Kahana going to do with this? So then, Elakasha Rav Kahana. Amalacha Rav Kahana, no. The way to understand it is like this. Nitma umi uta kahal. Then, what I say is, Taru no sinata rishon, Tumim no sinata sheni. And that's all true. That's fine. And what about if it's palga or palga? So then the din is that Taru no sinata rishon. But even I'm agreed that Tmeim don't make. So it's really true. The only time that Tmeim make is if they're a Miut. But if they're Palgo Paga, I already said. Too bad for them. They don't make not the Rishon, not the Sheni. Wait. But that was only the Yikidi Amre. There were two Lashonas in Rav Kahana. And don't try to fool us. What about that first Lashon? That is the first Lashon learned the Mishnah. So, Ha'teinach L'lishna Bat or Rav Kahana? Yes! The second Lashon of Rav Kahana said that what is meant by Enoch Karov is that they don't bring it at all. But if you hold like the first Lashon of Rav Kahana, where Rav Kahana said that Taharim make the Rishon and to make the Sheni, how are you going to explain the Mishnah that says only Miut makes the Sheni and not Palgo Palga? Now you've got a real contradiction to Rav Kahana's din. Nah, says Rav Kahana, it's not a big deal. You know, it's true that it's mashma that way, but it doesn't mean it. Rav Kahana, the truth is, even if it was 50-50, Tahirin Osimet HaRishon, Tumeim Osimet HaSheni. The only reason the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Miut is to keep it parallel. You said Rove in the Reisha, which is true. You know? So therefore you say Miut in the Sefer. What? We'll see. That's the Gemara's going to discuss. Let's see. So Memelo Taninami Sefer Miut. Now, the truth is, we have three brightot coming up. One for each shita. Tani Kavasi the Rav, Tani Kavasi Rav Kahana, both Lashonos of Rav Kahana. Three brightot. Now, obviously, we would not like to believe that these three brightot are machlokas tanoim in what the din is. We would prefer to have an explanation that would make the three brightot work out depending on the circumstances according to both Rav and Rav Kahana Shita. Let's see if we can manage that. Let's look at the brightot. First of all, Tani Kavati de Rav. One brightot says 100% what Rav says, Hoyo Yisrael, Mechza Teherin, Umechza Temein, Alolo Asim Latzman, Balolo Asim Latzman. Now that's pretty darn clear. Okay, that's Rav all the way, right? Okay, Tani Galishna Kama to Rav Kahana. Now here's another brayta that says exactly what the first approach of Rav Kahana was. Harejo Yisrael Merzat Taorin Umerzat Tmeim Taorin Rosh to the Pesach Rishon Tmeim Rosh to Pesach Sheni. Now there you go. It's going to take some creative thinking to make all this work out according to Rav anyway, right? And Tani Galishna Batra to Rav Kahana. Also, here's another brayta. Harisha Yisrael Mechza Ter Mechza Tmeim Torim Osimet HaRishon. Tmeim don't do anything. Lo Et HaRishon Lo Et HaSheni. Ha! Look at that. Alright, now let's see how the alternative learn the antithesis. So according to Rav, and according to Lishna Batra Rav Kahana, what do they do with the Braita that says, like the Lishna Kama Rav Kahana? So when it says, Torino Sinat HaRishon, Utmeimo Sinat HaSheni, how the heck does that work out according to them? Unless it really is a machloket. No, it's not a problem. All you need to do is take into consideration our president's question, and everything suddenly becomes crystal clear. Here's how it goes. The case is like this. Now, thing is that the mechza of the temeim was mechza because it included the women population. So if you include the proportion of men and women that are Tmeim, then it turns out to be Mechza Tmeim. The problem is that this Tana holds that Noshim are not really Chayev in the Pesach Rishon. Therefore, take out the proportion of women because they're not essential to the count. So Dal Noshim Mitmeim, you now have the Tmeim being a Miut. The Miut, obviously, is Nidcha to Pesach Sheni, both according to the last Lashon of Rav Kahana and according to Rav himself. So now we've explained away one bright. It can work out according to all three approaches. Now how about, according to Rav and according to the first Lashon of Rav Kahana, how did they work out the Braita that says something that makes no sense at all, namely the Braita that says that the Tmeim don't do anything, not Rishon and not Sheni? How would that work? So Hadatanya, Torim Osimet HaRishon, Utmeim Eino Sim Loat HaRishon Loat HaSheni. I mean, that's absolutely crazy, according to Rav. Why wouldn't they make it? And according to Rav Kahana, who holds like the first Lashon, that they certainly bring themselves, well, Rav will say, I'll tell you what the case is. Cases like this. Yisrael, were mechza tameim, were mechza taherim, if you don't take into consideration the women. Now, if you add the women end up tilting the balance to the side of the tahori. So you have rov tahor. This Tana holds that women in Pesach Rishon are echir, which means that in Pesach Rishon, the women are mashlim, that we now have rov tahor. The problem is that the miut tmeim, when they get to Pesach Sheni, are no longer, because the din is that b'sheni, it's a reshus, you see. So now they're no longer the miut. And if they're not the miut, then they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So if you throw in that nashe b'risha chofa b'sheni reshus, so now everything makes sense. B'rishon, they can't do b'rishon, because they're a miut. Because we can't include the women. We include the women, and miut lo avdin b'rishon. But b'sheni, if we exclude the women, because they're only a reshus and a Pesach Sheni, so now they're pago. And paga lo avdi b'sheni. But what about according to Rav Kana? Rav Kana, it's paga is avdi b'sheni. Oh, they'll change it a little bit, okay? Let's say like this. Yisrael was mechza ta'ernu mechza t'meim. And the women are only mashlimot l'tahori. Okay? So they make it exactly even. This Tana, according to him, holds noshim rishon chova. So therefore we have even. B'sheni they're reshus. Therefore b'rishon lo avdi, because as I've explained, palga do not make a rishon. But then when it comes to sheni, they can't make the sheni either, because now you have to subtract the women, and now the from the Torah, now the tameim are ruba. The rov can't make b'sheni, and therefore, what's that according to me too? Now they're stuck. Okay. Now, one last thing I need you to explain, and that is, how does Rav Kahana square the brayta that says like Rav? Because according to Rav Kahana, there is never a time when you'll have alolo osim la'atzmam and alolo osim la'atzmam. So how did Tanya Reisha Yisrael mechza turn mechza tmeim alolo osim la'atzmam alolo osim la'atzmam? Now how's he going to explain that? This I got to see. He doesn't. We're finally stuck. Says Rav Kana, this is not, there's no explanation. This is obviously a machlokas tanoim, but just this one is a machlokas tanoim. And ikalaman yomar merza merza karov. Yes, there is a Tana that agrees with Rav, that merza merza is karov, in which case that would explain why they both bring Barishon and they bring separately. However, there's my other bright that says exactly like me. And therefore I was going that other man Yarma that Merza ain't no karov. All right. We were set. Today's daf is daf Ayin Tet. So get your writing utensils ready. And still. We're up to the two dots. The Mukdashim Enoke. So our Mishnah said there's a difference between the Korban Pesach and other Korbanos, that normally the Mukdashim over there, even if you had some of the Chelev and none of the Basar, you could be Zerek the Dam. But by Pesach, Pesach is Miyuchad, that you need to have Basar in order to be Zerek the Dam. Says the Gemara, from here we see that Matnitin Mani Rabbi Yeshua. Clearly the Mishnah is going, we can give him the Mani. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you've got a little bit of basar, or a little bit of kezias of basar, or a chelev, you'd be zerked on by others. Tanya Rabbi Yeshua mer kol hazvachim shebetorah shenishtayer miyem kezayet basar or kezayet chelev zerked hadam. However, If you only had a chatzi zayit basar and a chatzi zayit chevev, ein zoreket hadam. When it comes, because you need to have either a matir of the basar for achila or a matir of the chelev for the mizbeach. But if you don't have chelev, meaning a gezayit, which is the shear of haktora, or you don't have basar, meaning a gezayit, the shear of achila, you can't put together a shear of achilat hadam and achilat mizbeach, not mitzarek. But by a korban ola, even a chatzi zayit basar and a chatzi zayit chelev, because over there, of course, the basar is also put on the mizbeach, so I'm not being mitzarif achilat adam and achilat mizbeach. I'm being mitzarif the different achilot in the mizbeach that is mitzarif. Over there you would be zoreket adam. Why? Mipnei shekula kalil. However, when it comes to a korban mincha, even though afa pi shekula kayemet, lo yizro. Now this is a little crazy. I mean, there's no dam to be zorek. What are you talking about? Mincha. Maya vidat. We're talking about being zorek dam. What's nergea korban mincha to be zorek dam? Amr Papa, no, it means that suppose you have a korban which all of the basar and all of the chelav was lost, but the mincha is still around. Meaning the minchat nisachim that is brought with the korban. So there the dam is matir the mincha. So you might think that that's the equivalent. It's like you have a mincha, we said, you can be marked here, the comments. You have some shirai. So we can be zarek the dam, and we can order be matir the mincha of the korban too. So saka daita chamira kiven de kaasim ikayach zevach. The havamina was that since it's coming from the keach of the zevach itself, so I might think maybe that's marsha the dam, even though I don't really need the dam for it. So kigufa the zevach dami. Kamash malan, therefore, comes to tell us dafka, chelev or basar, but not mincha. Obviously, we're not referring to mincha that's karev, bad smoke. Now, how do we know, asks the Gemara, chelev minola. How do we know that just having chelev is sufficient to be zerik the dam? Om Rav Yochan Mishum Rav Yishmol, remember that we did have a pasuk to tell me basar, the relationship of the dam and the basar. But where do we see the relationship of the dam to the chelev? Om Rav Yochan Mishum Rav Yishmol. Some say it was Mishum Rav Yishuv and Hananya, not Mishum Rav Yishmol. Do you amakra vihiktir hachelev l'reach nichoar la'ashem? Since we find that the pasuk is miyached haktara for just the chelev, what about everything else? So you see that v'zorak. Remember the pasuk begins v'zorak hakohenet adam and continues vihiktir hachelev. So if that's the case, you see that you can be zorek the dam chelev, and it doesn't make any mention of basar. Afa pishen basar. So clearly, we also have a relationship of dam to chelev directly. The other pasuk that we had earlier is referring to the relationship of dam to the basar. If it's ribshu, you're the one. If you have a kezayit of chelev, fine. And this pasuk tells me bizarik the dam for the chelev. If you have a kezayit of basar, then v'habasar te'achel. Tells me the relationship of the dam to the basar. Okay, that's the chelev. How do I know that that would be true even if I have yoteret hakaved ushteyak layot and no chelev? Because to put on the mizbeach together with the chelev is also the diaphragm and the kidneys. Well, how do you know that we do? I mean, you're taking it for granted. You're saying, how do we know? How do you know even that it's true? Hey, Carmina de Zarkina, where does it say that we are zarek the dam for the yoteret hakaved and ushteyak layot? No, because it says b'mincha afa pishkula kayemet lo yisrok. Obviously, if the only example I have of what not to be zerik is the korban mincha that's boim hazevach. The chelev is not only chelev; it must have included the shtei klayot, because that's a much bigger chiddush. I could have said that if you have left over the shtei klayot, don't be zerik the dam because you don't have any chelev. So clearly, it's telling me that when I say chelev, it includes the shtei klayot. It includes the yoteret hakaved. Emuri, right. This would include the chelev and whatever is brought with the chelev. So therefore, I know that that's true because minitani b'mincha for bishkula kayamid lo yizok says dafke mincha udelo. Aval yoteret hakaved shtei klayot shapidomei. I would have been zarek the dam. Minola. So therefore, I'm asking you. And how do we know that that's true? I mean, after all, it only says v'iktir hachelev l'reach lichor. Where does it say the shtei klayot? Rabbi Yochanan himself suggests before it was Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yishmol and quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, depending on which mandi omri held up, that learned it from the Pasik Viktir Achelev. But he didn't have a Kabbalah as to where to learn the Yoteret HaKadosh Shtei HaKaleot. But he himself suggested that the Mokar of that Limud is from the same Pasik. Because the Pasik added there L'Reach Nichah. Let's say L'Reach Nichah. Meaning, Kol Shata Male L'Reach Nichah, whatever will be brought L'Reach Nichah justifies the Dam. So Seif said, that's the case. Why mention the chalev? Yitzchak lemichtav chalev, yitzchak lemichtav reyach anicho. We need both. Why? Because supposing the Torah had written the chalev. Have I mean a chalev? Okay, I understand. The chalev, after all, chalev has a double meaning. Chalev means the bed. What's wrong with it? La creme de la creme. It's also a lotion of chalev. So have I mean a chalev in, but your Torah takavedu shtekla aklayot lo? Maybe the Torah is being marked, but to be zerik the dam only if you have a little bit of chalev left. But to be marked, your Torah takavedu shtekla, which is not its choshev, maybe not. Therefore, katavrach manu reach nichoach. On the other hand, suppose it had only written I katavrach manu reach nichoach. Have mina kololim reach nichoach. Afilu mincha. Why would I exclude the mincha? After all, the mincha is coming also reach nichoach. Therefore, the mincha meaning the mincha is the sochem aboyim azeva. Therefore, katavrach manu chaylev to tell me something which is similar to chaylev, similar to the chaylev that which is coming as part of the emuri, but not the mincha. So Rabbi Yochanan's own suggestion works in beautifully with the pasuk that he quoted from Rabbi Yishmael. Nitma akahal orubo. Suppose the entire tzibur, or most of the tzibur, became tamei. Or perhaps the entire tzibur was starved. But the kohanim that were there were tmeim. Or perhaps, maybe, and the cow was tamei. Yasu betuma. What about there may be other things that are tamei, which we're going to discuss in Gemara. Suppose all the knives were tamei. So that in the end we're going to be yasu betuma. We'll see. Nitma miut akahal. But if only a miut was tamei, then atahorim osim et harishon. That's when we have a din of Pesach Sheni. The bright expands a bit. Harisha, you Yisrael Tmeim, for the Tzibur were Tomei. Whereas the Kohanim and all the Klisharet were Tahorim. Or perhaps Yisrael Tahorim and Kohanim Klisharet Tmeim. For that matter, even if Yisrael and the Kohanim are Tahorim, in this case we have in our mission, and the Klisharet alone are Tmeim. Now obviously, we could substitute other Klisharet, we could make other Klisharet, we could bring other Kohanim who weren't Tmeim. But as Tosis points out, the Pesach needs to be, we don't have time to play games. Pesach needs to be done very quickly. We're lucky if we can manage where we fit in a million, 1.2 million we had on the count before that was made. So, I mean, we can't start playing games. Let's find other Kalim, let's find other Karen. I mean, it's whatever the situation is at that moment. In the Beis HaMikdash, we find ourselves with a matzah, which we need to make it to Tumah, we make it to Tumah. She'in korban, then everybody makes. Then, including the Tveim. There's even the Terim are going to make it. So once the Terim are going to do Betumah, then even the Tveim also come along and do Betumah. She'in korban, Sibor Chaluk, everybody makes it at one time. When we say that the sakin is tamer, we mean it was nitma betamei meis. So if it was nitma betamei meis, so then that sakin will be metamei the people that are going to be osik in the korban pesach. Since the Torah says, remember that anything made out of metal, the halal cherev, teaches us cherev areo kechalal, so that whatever the level of tuma that it touched, the one case in which the tuma is not attenuated by going through something else is a metal kli, and dafka in terms of tumat meit. So there, the metamei legava, the sakin will now be metamei the individual who's holding the sakin. But so then the meikar kimesavi betumas agruf the kars kamesavi. That's because since now the individuals who are Isaac and the korban are going to be tmei, so memela we're going to be doche the isurim of tuma. But that's because the main isur of tuma. Remember, we have two separate isurim. We have the tuma of the baser. So any type of tuma will be metam the baser because baser will be mekabel tuma even from a sakin. It was nitma b'sheretz. But an adam will not. Correct. There's a big difference between a achilas kochim betumat basar and a if somebody who is tamei in his own body eats kodesh, is chiyuv karet. If someone who is tohor who eats kochim, which are tameim, then he was alive. Therefore, tanya's Rav Chisda, we're not going to be docher to allow tameim who themselves are tamei to bring a korban because of a sakin. It's tamei b'sheretz, which will only be tamei the boser because the people are still going to have their chiyuv karet, and there was no rove to be docher that. So if you're talking about the sakin, which will be tamei anybody now is going to be using the korban, then we have no choice because the people are going to become tamei. But some of there we're doichet because ki mitavi b'tumat aguf the karet ki mitavi, because when the korban pesach is being made, it's being made b'tumat aguf, not b'tumat basar. But on the other hand, if the sakin was only nitma b'tumat sheretz, there it's only the basar with the mitami. There the meat of the korban will be tamei, but legavra lo mitami. Over there, there's the person is not going to be makabel tuma. So then over there tahorin avi tameim lo avi. Why should we allow tameim b'tumat aguf to bring a korban pesach if they're going to still have a chiyav of karet, and the chiyav of the carbon was only for basar, which is a chiyav lam? Therefore, when it says in the Braita, says Rav Chisda, that the klei sharet were tmeim, it's got to be a case where the tumor will be metame, the people who are being Isaac with the knife. That must be the point.
So over there, mutav, in a case where it was only tomei sheret, look, it's better, mutav yachevu tumat basar belav. Let the carbon pesach be brought betumah only vis-a-vis the basar. So then that'll be an isser law. But al yachev basar betumat aguf, should be karet? What are we going to allow somebody who's tomei? He himself is a tomei mate, so he should eat the basar. Why? We had no reason to be doicha in isser karet. We only had a reason to be doicha, the isser law on the basar. Therefore, the case must be referring to nitmasakin only kalal cherev betumat mit. Now, obviously, that means hamakasavre chisa tumat chuyayi betzibul. No, it's because what he's saying is, as much tire as is possible to have, we have to be makbid. Once you all tumu hutra betzibul, and you're telling me if the tzibul was tumat nafkamina, it means the Torah didn't provide any dinim of tumah for a tzibul. Once you have a tzibul that's tumat nafkamina, if it's tumat basar tumat agul. If you all tumat chuyah, then you have to make these anguished analyses. Is there a difference between tumat the karet, between tumat a tumah that's b'chayiv of a lav? That's already dikduke anias, so to speak. Okay, so the dikdukim you need to make. If it's only the chuyah, so we're doing our best to avoid problems. But if it's hutra, there are no problems. We can't worry about it. We have a dispensation. So go for broke. Heck, over there we allow everybody to bring the tumah, even though it's tumat agul. Rava says, Rav Chisa, you're overlooking something. Rava says, Rav Chisa is overlooking a different issue. Even if he's right, he's wrong. Because afilu tumeim nami avde, there's no problem. Even if you hold tumah tchuyah betzibul, it's still no problem. That's right. Why is that? My time. Dechtiv ahabasar asher yiga bechol tamei lo yeachel beishi sarev. Ahabasar kol tahor yochal basar. What's the comparison of the tumat basar? Ahabasar she yiga. And then kol tahor yochal basar, which is tumat aguf. Only somebody who's tahor begufo should eat the basar. What it's telling me, says Rabbi, is that kol heicha, wherever I have a din of a hakpada on the basar she yiga bechol tamei, there I have the hakpada on kol tahor yochal basar. But in a case such as this, in this case, you're admitting that the basar itself is not an isser to eat, even though it's tamei. Why? Because the Torah was matrit since it's a tzibur. So then you lo karina be vabasar kol tahor yochal basar. Then there's also no isser of eating betumas haguf. If the basar is tahor, then there's an isser of eating betumas haguf. But once the basar is tamei, there's no isser here of eating betumas bekol hecha de karina be vabasar shiga bechol tamei. There lo yachal karina be nami vabasar kol tahor yochal basar. Therefore, Rav Chisda, even though you're right, the Meister is an afkamina between Tumat Basar and Tumat Aguf. But in this case, there's no issue of Tumat Aguf, of course, because it's already, anyway, Tamei, the Tumat Basar. No, he's saying even if you're right, you're wrong. Even if it's Tumat Basar, in this case, you don't have a difference of Issur Karet, because Issur Karet never kicks in unless the Basar itself is Asur to eat, because it's Tamei. But in this case, even though it's Tamei, it's not Asur to eat. And the Torah compares the two Issurim. So where I don't have Issur number one, which is the lower level of Issur, of the Tumat Basar, I also don't have Issur number two, which is the higher level of Issur, Ba'achila B'Tumat Aguf, because the Torah made them interdependent. Therefore, when Rav Chisda is saying, since it's only Tumat Basar, we have to analyze them separately, he's overlooking the fact that there is no separately. They are, by definition, intertwined. And if one doesn't apply, then the other doesn't apply. Now, the Mishnah, truth is, the Mishnah is a little bit of a contradiction if we look carefully. Because first it says, Nitmaka hal orubo. Okay, so that implies that you need the rov, but if you'd have half and half, but then it says, Nitma miuta kahal, which is my favorite, if you had half and half, would be the opposite. Well, which way is it? So the Mishnah was already ma'orer that we're going to have to deal with a situation in the middle that it's left open. And that's exactly what the Gemara is about to do. Says the Gemara, how about in a case, Itma? Let's say that you have a situation where you don't have a rove, but you don't have a miyad either. You have half and half. What do you do then? Rav Amar Mechza Mechza has the same thing as a rove. Rav Kahan Amar Mechza Mechza Eino Kerov. So Rav Amar Mechza Mechza is Kerov. So in other words, you don't have, in this case, a miyotaka. So you have a miyotaka. So each one is does their own. Halalo Asulatzman. You have to split it. And you'll have now the ones who are Tahor, and you'll have the ones who are Tame, and they'll have to be careful not to be Metameit. So you have a Pesach Rishon that everybody brings, but you can't make the Tahirim Betuma, because they're never wrong. So therefore, everybody should make what they need to make. Each one of them has the equivalent of a Rov. Rov Tahirim can't make Betuma, obviously, so they're going to have to make Betuma. But on the other hand, Rov are not Nitcha Pesach Sheni, therefore they have to bring Betuma.
But in a normal case where you have all the
concerns, then everybody would bring Betuma. because ain't carbon zibur cholok. But over here, there's no choice in the matter. So we have a rov that's not going to be nitchal sheni. That's not Pesach rov. Rov can't be nitchal sheni. So therefore, they'll have to make Pesach Rishon. They'll also have to make Pesach Rishon. But since one is not the vatal of the other, each one will make their own separate Pesach Rishon.
They both make Pesach Rishon in two groups.
In two groups. Okay. So we have, in that case, we don't say that the Yen Klovet Zibur Cholim.
How does it become Tameh anyway? What does the Tzavor group become Tameh? The Tzavor minority. In the case where the majority is Tameh.
Right.
What action is what makes the ones that Tzavor become Tameh?
Nothing. Except they don't have to be marked by Benatum. So even though they're Tor, the Kayanim who are Tmeim will make it for them, and it's fine.
And they don't need a Kohen Torah.
Exactly.
And if he's annoyed to agree to a certain group, and he becomes...
It doesn't go according to the group. But that we'll see. We'll see it soon. Tomorrow we'll see what the size of the group is.
It overrides the Kohen being somebody going to
Tzar. Either because of Tzwi or because of Hutra. Whereas Rav Kahana says, and Mechza Mechza Eino Karov. So Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Karov, therefore Halalo Asim Latzman, Valalo Asim Latzman. Rav Kahana says, no, Mechza Mechza is not a rov. Since it's not a rov, so then the miut makes Pesach Sheni. Torino Sinat HaRishon, and Tumayim Osimat HaSheni, because you never have a rov, you have Yechidim. Or, there's an Ikari Amrin, let's say, wait a minute, you may not have a rov, but Joseph will have Yechidim. But only Yechidim make Pesach Sheni. If it says Yish, that is Rov Chokim, and it's Ikari Amrin, kind of Mechza is not a rov. Therefore, Torino Sinat HaRishon, the way they do every year. But Tumayim can't do anything. They can't make the Pesach Rishon, because what's the heter for somebody telling me to make a Pesach Rishon? They're not a rov of the tzibur. They also can't make a Pesach Sheni, because they're not a rov. Because they're not a yochid. V'lo es sheni barishon lo avdi lo avi ruba. V'sheni lo avdi lo avi miyuta. So they're stuck. They get off cheap. But lama nigara? Never. Because the original Pesach Sheni was created. Now, let's see what we can be medayik from our mission. Tonight. Nitzba kahal o ruba. Suppose rov of the cow was tame, or the kohanim were tame, and the cow was tahirim. So then, yes, sebetuma, okay. So that Mishnah seems to be saying very clearly that only a rov is avdi betuma. Less than a rov, meaning palga bepalga, are not going to make in the Pesach Rishon. Lo avdi berishon, kashel rav. Rav said mechza mechzis kerov, and therefore they would make all Pesach Rishon, even though they'd have to separate the tameim and the Torah. Omer lecha rav, said rav, wait a minute. The Mishnah doesn't say the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah simply says that everybody makes Petuma. Now that's true. In order to do that, it would have to be rov. So that part is fine. Ruba, therefore, says, what's the Mishnah say? If you have rov of the tzibur, so then yase betuma totally. Everybody makes it betuma. So if you've got ruba, then avdi kula betuma. The diak in the Mishnah is not that if you have only mechza al mechza, then you make Pesach Sheni. The idea is, if you have Mechza Mechza, then you don't make it Kulo Betuma, but you split it. Alolo Asim Latzman. Alolo Asim Latzman. By the way, Okinami Mistavra. It's reasonable to say that if you have half and half, you would also have to make both of them in Pesach Rishon, because if not, how do you understand the Sefer of the Mishnah? Look what the Sefer says. The Tani Sefer. Nitma miut hakal, torim osim et harishon, tumeim et osim et hasheni. If the miut of the cow was tameh, only then do you make Pesach Sheni. Right? Mashma, that if you have mechza al mechza, and not miut, what's the din? That you make Pesach Rishon. That's what I said. But otherwise you're going to have a contradiction in the Mishnah. So in other words, the point of the Mishnah is that there are three separate stages. One stage is everybody makes Petumba. The opposite stage is they separate. One makes Petumba on Pesach Rishon. A Betaira on Pesach Rishon. One makes Betaira on Pesach Sheni. But there's a middle stage, which the Mishnah is being merames by splitting it between Rov and Miut. The middle stage is Mechza Mechza. Mechza Mechza, they both make Pesach Rishon, but each one makes a different type of Pesach Rishon. Why is this? Pesach Rishon. Thank you. Pesach Rishon for the Tmeim Betuma, Pesach Rishon for the Torah and the Tyra. And that's basically the only way to understand the Mishnah, because otherwise we're going to have a contradiction. Because on the one hand, the Mishnah says that the definitive element is Rov. On the other hand, the Mishnah says the definitive element is Miut. So how is that a contradiction in terms of Mechza Mechza? There must be a middle stage of Mechza Mechza, which is exactly what I'm saying. We're each bringing a Pesach Rishon, some Betuma and some Betaira. There you go. So what you thought was a question on me is actually a riot to me, because Rav Kahana is going to have a heck of a time learning the Mishnah, because he doesn't have that middle stage. I have a middle stage. Says the Gemara, oh boy, that's the first one, actually. So Elakashel Rifkana, the way Rav has now answered the Mishnah, that's actually turned the whole thing around. Now what was Akash and Rav becomes Akashel Rifkana. How's Rifkana going to explain the fact that the Mishnah is contradicting itself? Avalakha Rifkana says, Rifkana, look, there's still a way out of this. Nidmu miut hakahal. What does the Mishnah say? That if the miut has become tamei, then they make a Pesach sheni, correct? Okay, that's true. Tahorim osim et harishon, tmeim osim et hasheni. But if it's only half and half, you don't have the Pesach sheni. That's the point that the Mishnah is making. So I also have a middle stage. It's just different than Rav's middle stage. My middle stage is that if you have half and half, there's no Pesach Sheni. There's also no Pesach Rishon for the Tmeim. But there's still a middle stage of people that get knocked out completely. So all the Mishnah is saying is, if you've got Rov Tamei, everybody gets to bring Pesach Rishon. If you have only Mia Tamei, then they get to bring Pesach Sheni. Suppose you'd have half and half, they don't get to bring the Pesach Sheni or a Pesach Rishon. Everything works out fine. So therefore, the Mishnah makes perfectly good sense. Let's read the Mishnah, says Rav Kahana. If you have Nitma Miuta Kahal, Sedan Tori Nasim Et HaRishon, Tmeim Osim Et HaSheni. But if you would have Palgo Palga, then the Tori Osim Et HaRishon, whereas the Tmeim, don't bring anything. You know, Osim Lo Et HaRishon, Lo Et HaSheni. The problem is, of course, that this only answers the second Lashon of Rav Kahana. The first Lashon of Rav Kahana doesn't have a middle state. Because the first Lashon of Rav Kahana said, Miut, if you've got rather Mechza Al Mechza, Ena Karov, and they have a separate Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So if there's no middle stage, how does he answer a Mishnah, which implies that there's got to be a middle stage? Therefore, asks the Gemara, Hotenach is all very nice if you hold of the Lishon Bata Rav Kahana. The second Lashon of Rav Kahana allows for a middle stage in which there's no Pesach Sheni. But L'Hach Lishon, how about the first Lashon? The Lashon in which Rav Kahana says that if you have Mechza Mechza and Tahorim Osim Et HaRishon, then you run into big trouble. Because the Mishnah contradicts itself. On the one hand, it says the Rov is what defines it, meaning that if you only had Mechza, Mechza, you'd have a Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. But then the second part of the Mishnah says, no, you have to have a Miyat that defines it. But Mechza, Mechza, you wouldn't have a Pesach Sheni. How do you explain that? Says Rav Kahana, well, if you learn my first Lashon, of course, this is Rav Kahana in the parallel universe of the first Lashon alone, obviously. He doesn't talk about his first Lashon because he's not aware of the fact that it was the other one. So what usually happens to people that get caught up in parallel universes. That's right. So says Rav Kahana, actually, you're right. The Mishnah is problematic, but it's only semantically problematic, not conceptually. Because who adina filu palgav palganami, tayrim esim esarishon, tamayim esim esasheni. The truth is that it could also have said mechtal mechtal. It didn't have to say miut. But I mean, it's messy, isn't it? Semantically, it's messy. You say rov. So you want to contrast the rov with a miut. Contrast a rov with a mechtal mechtal. And that keeps you good and confused anyway, which is better.
Not a rove.
It means not a rove, exactly. It's a loose way of saying not a rove. So it could have said, the truth is, Pago Paganami, Torim Osim Et HaRishon, Tumeim Osim Et HaSheni. The reason it says Miut HaKahal is because I did a Tanaresha Rubo, Tanaresha Sefer Miuto, that's all. So we keep the Mishnah parallel, and we keep our guests confused, which is always one of the important things that the Mishnah tries to do, remember. The Mishnah, after all, is Parasha Baal Peh, and wants to keep the issues as open as possible. Heck, if the Mishnah had said it straight out, we never would have had this beautiful three-way machlokas of two lashonas of Rav Kahana and Rav. That's wonderful.
Well, two lashonas in this particular case.
It's all thanks to the confusing Mishnah.
The two lashonas are two different people saying that what Rav Kahana said.
Yeah, but it means that there's a possibility of seeing life that way. Smile on him.
How did
that
determine?
What's that?
How could that determine?
What do you mean? Once you're dealing with aliens, Mr. President, you're dealing with advanced technology. No problem.
Somebody can die.
Chip, tumor chips. What's the problem? Registers immediately.
But they can't
count
we'll the votes
in an election. They probably can't do that. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav, Tanya Kavasi, the Rav. The truth is, we have three brises, one like Rav, and one like Rav Kahana, Lishna A, and one like Rav Kahana, Lishna B. And any way you want to read it, you've got something behind you. Tanya Kavasi, Rav Kahana, Ketrei Lishna. Now, it's going to really be cute to see how we answer the other brises according to the other Rishonim, but okay. It's all a challenge, and let's grab the bull by the horns. So first of all, let's try the bright at Kani Kavasi the Rab. Very straightforward. Hoyu Yisrael mechza taher nu mechza tamein. Halolo osin la'atzman. Halolo osin la'atzman. Perfect. Exactly what Rab said. You both make a Pesach Rishon. You do not mix the tamein at the taher. Okay? Tani Kavish the Kamad Rav Kana. And then we've got another bright that says what first Loshen Rav Kana said. Hareisho Yisrael mechza taher nu mechza tamein. Torim et harishon. Tamein osim et hasheni. Perfect. And then we have a third brayta which says Kilish Labata Rav Kana, Hareisho Yisrael Mechza Tayer Nu Mechza Tameim Tohorim Osim Et Harishon Utumeim Einon Masim Lo Et Harishon Lo Et Hasheni. Wow, beautiful. Now we got to make them work out together. Let's see if we can make them work out together. According to Rav and according to the Lishna Batra of Rav Kahana, how exactly did they explain the brayta that says Tohorim Osim Et Harishon Utumeim Et Hasheni Heichim Et Hartzila? There's no way, I would assume, there's no way that you could justify ever saying that you split a mechza al mechza between a Pesach Rishon and a Pesach Sheni. Not according to Rav and not according to the Basar of Kahana. Because, I mean, the only time you bring a Pesach Sheni if you have a Miat. But if you have a mechza al mechza, it's not a Miat. And that's true according to both of them. But what are they going to do with this Brisa, Richie?
I don't know.
Let's try to figure this out. So they will say the case is Kegon Shahayu Yisrael Mechza Torim Umechza Tameim. What it's talking about is Mechza Umechza. But there's a little bit of a knetch over here, you see. The Nashim are Mashlimot Litmeim. In other words, if you looked only at the male, so then you would have Rov Tohar. The reason that you've got over here Mechza Umechza is because if you look at the entire population, including the women, then you end up with Mechza Umechza. So now we're going to have a very interesting analysis because there's a machlokas later on, as we'll see, about whether Nashim have a din of a chovah on Pesach Rishon and whether Nashim have a din of a chovah for Pesach Sheni. Now, you may hold that they're chovah for one and not the other. So therefore, in terms of one, you have a rov tmeim. In terms of the other, you don't have a mir. Ooh, wow. Now that already gives us a lot of extra leeway here to play with this braita. So now what we'd say is like this. If the only reason we have mechza mechza is because nashim are mashlimot tmeim, then what we could say is, look, they hold that nashim for the korban pesach rishon are only a reshut, okay? Dal nashim. So now let's take the women out of here, from out of the tmeim. We now only have tmeim being the miut. Miut, indeed, should be nidcha lepesach sheni.
Including the women?
It works out perfectly, yeah. Whereas Lerab and Lishna Kamadar of Kahana, what are they going to do with the brighter that says, Torino sinat harishon tbeim einam osim lo at harishon lo at hasheni heichim et hartzila? Neither Rav nor the first Lashon of Kahana ever contemplated a case, at least I thought so, in which you wouldn't be able to bring either a Pesach Rishon or a Pesach Sheni. How do they explain this brighter? Perfect. Yisrael is mechza tmeo mechza tahorim. Yes. The only thing is that in this case, the nashim are otfot al ha-tahorim. But now over here, you have the women, if you hold Nashim B'Rishon Chova, and you hold the Nashim B'Sheni Arishos. Okay, so now together with the women, you have a Rov and the Tahori. So therefore, B'Rishon Lo Avde, because the Tmeim are now a Miat, including the women. But since you hold that B'Sheni Nashim are Rishos, so they can't make the Sheni, because now you have Palgo Palgo. If you take the women out, you're left with Mechza Mechza. But Mechza Mechza can't make Lo Avde B'Sheni. So now you've got a perfect situation, which even if normally you would never have said such a thing, but because of the complexity of including the women, there's two ways of measuring the tzibur.
Yeah,
so vis-a-vis Pesach Rishon, you measure it one way. Vis-a-vis Pesach Sheni, you measure it the other way. That's not the same time.
No, I mean,
two different korbanos.
You brought the korbanos Rishon Pitahara because Rov is on.
Exactly.
So now you have a miyat
tzamei. No, not true. Because now the yechidim are coming to say we need to bring
right.
Lama Nigarah.
So
we say because you're not yechidim.
But why?
Because you're half.
But the Nashim Tahara is brought korban Pesach.
Oh, that's wonderful for korban Pesach, but they don't register for korban Pesach Sheni.
But they're a miyat.
Okay, so I don't understand that. Okay, we're gonna go running around. Yeah, we're going to see. There's a three-way mark locus later on. Okay, Pargala of the Vishani. Now.
All those who were away were out of Yerushalayim. They don't.
We'll see. We're going to get to them.
They have a Pesach Sheni anyway.
Yeah, they do. Wait. Let's get. Gemara's going to explain all of these very fascinating things.
Across the international dateline.
I actually know such things. Okay? How about according to Rav Kahana? This one, I'd like to see you answer this one. According to Rav Kahana, Yom Paganami Avdei Besheni, he holds, according to that first lashon over there, that Paganami Avdei Besheni, Mechza Mechza, also, Mech Besheni, Zeikam Etaritzla, they're going to show Yisrael, Mechza Tarim, Mechza Tmeim, Noshim Mashli Mosla Tarim. You have now a case where you have a Mechza Mechza, including the women. If you hold a Noshim Rishon or Chova and Besheni Rishos, so Berishon or Avdei, you can't make the Rishon Betuma because Palga Palga is not Karov, it doesn't make Berishon. Palga Berishon Avdei. But Besheni Nami Lo Avdei, because then you have to take away the Nashim. Take the Nashim in Atarin, so now the Tamei Meruba. If you have the Tamei Meruba, how can a Rov make a Pesach Sheni? Ruba Lo Avdei Besheni. But the problem of Rav Kahana, are the Tanya Rishon Yisro Mechza Tzayim and Mechza Tzmeim? Alolo Asima Atzman, Alolo Asima Atzman. Ooh, that's bad. Because Rav Kahana has no case in which you make a Pesach Rishon half and half. You can't. I mean, we said Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. That we're not going to be able to answer. On the Rav Kahana, you're right. That we're not going to be able to answer. But that's about Chlokis Tanoi. I don't hold of that. I was following the other sheet. That I'll have to admit is Tanoi. Ikelaman Yomim Mechza Mechza Rov. Ikelaman Yomim Mechza Mechza Ein Anko Rov. I wasn't going according to the Man Yom Holtz to Rov. Gufa. Arei Shor Yisrael Mechza Tayrim Mechza Tmeim. Let's see that it is bright. It says over here, Halolo Asim Latzman, Lolo Asim Latzman. But, Ayu Tmeim O Tvim Alatorin Afilo Echad, if even one person more is Tamei, then everybody makes Betuma. Lefish ein korban tzibur chaluk. Rabbi Elazar ben Matya Omer, never. Ein hayachid machriya tzibur l'tuma. We don't go according to a single individual to define a tzibur for the Taharim to make the tuma. Why? Shenemar, lo tuchal lizboach at ha-pesach, be'achad, sharecha. Forget about the sharecha. So lo tuchal lizboach at ha-pesach, be'achad. For one individual who is Tamei, you cannot bring everybody into a Pesach Shin, into Pesach Rishon, Be'achad.
Two guys are good.
So that means Rove cannot
two.
Be by one?
Rove cannot be more than one. Rove has to be more than one.
Is this another person?
Tamei,
another person.
Okay, we'll see. We're getting into the story tomorrow. Review? Memukdashim and okay. Says the Gemara Matzisim Moni Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanya Rabbi Shomer Pelazavachim Shepetorish Nishtarman, either a Kezayat Basar or a Kezayat Chela, Zoreket Adam. But Kechatzi Zayat Basar, Kechatzi Zayat Chela is not Mitztarif and Eno Zoreket Adam, whereas by an Oila, Afilo Kechatzi Zayat Basar, Kechatzi Zayat Chela, Zoreket Adam, Mipne Shikula Kalil, and it's all Akilat Mizbeah. Whereas a Mincha, Alpha Pishikula Kayamet Lo Yizrok. What? Mincha, Maya Vidata, how did that get in here? Omrev Papa, no, means Minchat Nisachim. So, Kadatech, Amina, given the Ka'atim, Koach, Azevak, Aguf, and Azevak, Damushu, Bizarek, Adam, even though we only have a Mincha, Kabash Balan, that we will not. Chelev Minolan, Omrev Yochanan, either Bishub Rav Yishmol, or Matuba, Mishum Rav Yishub, and Hanania, Yom HaKrovi, Iktira, HaChelev, Loreak, Tichor, LaHashem, and the passage began with Vazorak, Akoin, and Adam. So you see, Chelev Afa Pishen Basar? Ashken Chelev? How about Yoter Takaviru Shteak Loyot Minolan? Wait a minute. Hey, Chamin and the Zarkina. Because Mediktoni Ben Mincha Afa Pishkula Kayem Ezlo Yisrov. So you see, Dafka Minchu Hudalo. Aber Yoter Takaviru Shteak Loyot, we would be sorry. Minolan? Here, Rav Yochanan, did they amar? Omar Kol Lareach Nichoach, Kol Shat Amal Lareach Tichoach. But obviously, Yitzchak Lemichtav Chelev, Yitzchak Lemichtav Rehen Nichoach. Because Rachman and Chelev, I would have thought Dafka the Chelev. But Yoterat HaKavet HaShteyak Layod Lo. Therefore, Katav Rachman al Reach Nichoach. On the other hand, I Katav Rachman al Reach Nichoach, I would have said Kol Olin al Reach Nichoach, includes even the Minchat Nisachim. Afilu Mincha, Katav Rachman, Chelev to Tomi has to be similar to a Murim. Nitma Kahal Orubo. Osha Yu HaKohanim Tmeim VaHaKahal Teorim Yasu Betuma. Nitma Miyut HaKahal. HaTeorim Osim Et HaRishon, VaTmeim Osim Et HaShemi. Oh, how simple life would be. Tana Rabbana. Areshoy Yisroh Tmeim, V'Kohanim Mekli Sharei Torim. Osho Yisroh Torim, V'Kohanim Mekli Sharei Tmeim. Or for that matter, Afil Yisroh V'Kohanim Torim, and only the Kli Sharei Tmeim. Yasu Betuma, She'im Korban Tzibur Chaluk. On Rav Chista, but Lo Shana, Lo Shinit Basakim, but Tamei. There the Torah says, V'Kohal Al-Kherev, Kherev Al-Kohal Al-Kohal V'Kometam Al-Gavra, and therefore, Me'ikor HaKimitavi B'Tumat Aguv, which is a Chiyav Korit Kometavi. Avonitma Sakin Betumat Sheretz. We're over there, it's only the boss of the Metamulay, but Megavar lo Metamulay. Then we still have to separate Tahorim Avit Tmeim Loav. Mutav Yachel Betumat Basar, which is only a Lav, Which is an Isser Karet. We're obviously Kasavar of Kisit, Tumat Chuyai Betzibor, Vechenom Reb Yitzchak, Tumat Chuyai Betzibor. Rav Amar, Afilu Tmeim Dami Avdi, my Kaiba Dechsiva Abbasar, Shikavachot Abbe Lo Yachav Aishi Sarev, Vehabasar Kotar Yoch Abbasar, which teaches, Kolech, the Lord Karinam Beva Abbasar, Shikavachot Abbe Lo Yachel, Lord Karinam Beva Abbasar Kotar Yoch Abbasar. Only then Karinam Beva Basar Kotar Yochav Basar. Therefore, there's no Isser Tumah here, even if Tumah is only Tukuyah Betzibor. Itma. Harisha, you saw Mechza Tair Mechza Tzmein. Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kerov, Rav Kanamar Mechza Mechza Eno Kerov. Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kerov, so we have two ropes. Halolo Asim Latzman, Valolo Asim Latzman. Rav Kanamar Mechza Mechza Eno Kerov, we have a typical situation in which Tahorim Asim Ad HaRishon, Tumeim Asim Ad HaShini, or Ikidi Amri, another Lashon Amr, Rifkan HaMechz 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 HaKarov, and therefore, Tahorim Omnam Asim Ad HaRishon, but the Tumeim Ein Asim Lo Ad HaRishon Lo Ad HaShini, Rishon Lo Avdei De Lo Avi Ruba, Vesheni Lo Avdei De Lo Avi Miyuta. Let's analyze the Mishnah. Yitma HaKala Ruba Osho Yekonim Tumeim HaKala Tahorim Yaseh B'Tumah. So you see, Davka Ruba Ad Avdei B'Tumah. Avo Palga Opalga Lo Avdei B'Rishon, which is Kashal Rav. On the contrary, Ruba is indeed Avdi Kula Betuma. Pago Palga, Halalo Asim Latzman, Halalo Asim Latzman, Rachinami Mistavra. Diktani Seif and Ditma Miuta Kahal, Torim Osimit Arishon to Meim Osim Zashini. So you see Dafka, Miutu Dafdi Besheni, Avu Pago Palga Lo, in the Avdi Berishon. Must be therefore that there's a middle case in which Halalo Asim Latzman, Halalo Asim Latzman. Aha! So then Kashler of Kahana. Amla Rav Chana, I also have a middle case. Nitmu miyuta kahal torim asim et harishon tumeim asim et hashini. Ha palga u palga, what's the middle case? That torim asim et harishon avot tumeim enum asim lo et harishon lo et hashini. Okay, but that's only lishtam batu Rav Chana. What about lak lishtam Rav Chana torim asim et harishon tumeim asim et hashini? Ma yikil amemar about the Mishnah? Amla Rav Chana, the Mishnah indeed is not very accurate. Hu adin afilu palga u palga nami torim asim et harishon Utmeim osim et hashini. Aydik tani miu takal is only because of the semantics. Keep it parallel. Aydik tana reisha ruba tana nami seifa miuto. Actually, tani kavasid rav, tani kavasid rav kana betray lishna. Tani kavasid rav, yisro mechza, tani mechza tbeim alolo osim latzman, alolo osim latzman. Tani kavasid rav kana rav kana reisha yisro mechza, tani mechza tbeim, tani mechza tbeim, tani mechza tbeim osim et hashini. Tani kavasid rav kana rav kana, Harisha Yisrael Mechza, Ter Mechza Tumeim, Ter Mesarisha, and Yubitumeim, and Yubitumeim, Lo Yasarisha, Lo Yasasheni. Now, according to Rav, and according to Lishna Batra of Kahana, how do we explain the bride that says, Ter Mosim, Ter Rishon, Tumeim, Mosim, Ter Sheni, Echim Tatsila? Gagon, Shai Yisrael Mechza, Ter Mechza Tumeim, including the Noshim, and Mashlim, Mosim, Tumeim. Because some Noshim, Rishon, Rishos, take out the Noshim from the Tumeim, Yinav Tumeim, now the Miyuta, Umiyuta, you talk about Pesach Sheni. The Rav, Lo Lishna Kama, the Rav Kana, heard the Tanya Torah Mitzvah Rishu Tumeim, and it's the Lord's Rishu Lord's Sheni, how's that possible? Well, Rav Mitzvah Tzikor Shai Yisrael Mechza Tumeim, 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 because the Miyut, Miyut never does Berisha Betuma. Besheni Lo Avdi, because now you have to take out the Nashim, because they're only Rishos. It becomes Palga Palga. Palga is Lo Avdi Besheni, only Yechidim are Avdi Besheni. Rav Kahanu holds that Pog is also Avdi B'Sheni, how's he going to explain it? He'll have to say that it was actually ends up being Ruba. Therefore, B'Rishon Lo Avdi, because Pog, 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 B'Rishon Lo Avdi. But now that it comes to Sheni, we have to take out the Noshim. Take out the Noshim, now that the name of Ruba. And Ruba Lo Avdi B'Sheni. How about according to Kahana, or the Tanya, Resha, Yisro, Mechzer, Mechzer, Tumeim? Alolo Asim Latzman, Lolo Asim Latzman, Eichim et Arzo, since he never holds in such a case at all. Amlo Rav Kana, indeed, it's an Aklokis Tanoi. Eichel Amad Yom Mevechsa Mechsa Kerov, Eichel Amad Yom Mevechsa Mechsa Eino Kerov. Gufa. Arein Shoy Yisro Mechsa Torim Mechsa Torim Alolo Asim Latzman, Lolo Asim Latzman. Hoyu Tumei Mo Tfil Al Ritorim Afilu Beachad. Yasu Betuma, Lofi Shein Koban Tzibur Chalur. Whereas Rav Lozo Ben Mati Omer, Ein HaYachid Makriyat HaTzibur Latuma. Shenema lo tuchal lezvoach, the best be'echad she'arecha.